Once again, Palmolive Brushless and Palmolive Lather. Palmolive, the largest selling brand of shave creams in the world, present Can You Top This?
Starring Senator Ford.
Good evening.
Harry Hirschfield.
Howdy.
And Joe Lawrence Jr. And now here's Palmolive Shave Creams, master of ceremonies, Dennis James.
Well, good evening, friends. Welcome to Can You Top This? Our auditor is Nassica. All three of us do not know what Joseph and chosen of the people's representative, Ward Wilson, batting fortification, Peter Donald, tells them on the air. Offering gangsters have no scripts. They rely on memory and ability to switch jokes and make them fit the subject. Now, if Ward Wilson tells your submitted story, you get $10 plus a phonograph record, personally autographed by our wits, of Ward Wilson telling your story on the air. Laughs are registered on the big palm of shade meter in full view of the studio audience. And each time the wits fail to top your score, you win an additional $5, which means you may win $25. So right now, it's on with the last money. You ready, gentlemen?
Ready.
All right. The first joke this evening comes from Mr. Elroy Thiel of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it's on the subject of service.
Well, sir, why will that
service.
Servant?
No, service. They're the same.
Right, same.
Gasoline or whatever you want to have it. All war, but service for a laugh now.
Service, right, too, bro.
Well, there's a story about a hoity-toity woman who moved into a new apartment. It was on the 17th floor of this building, and the day that she arrived, the elevator broke down. So she had to get her trunk, which only weighed about 150 pounds, up to the 17th floor. And she got a hold of this little colored boy and said that she'd like to have it taken up to the 17th floor. So he gets it on his back and he starts struggling up these flights of stairs. Going along, step in and says,
go, my aching back. My back really aches. And he finally slavered up these steps. He gets up to the 17th floor and he puts the trunk down. And the woman looked at him and said, well, that's very good, my good man. He said, just how much do I owe you? Said, well, ma'am, it says that cost you exactly $7. He said, my goodness, $7, but it's entirely too much. I'll just pay you $5, that's all. Said, ma'am, you're talking to the wrong fella. He said, I'm a member of the AMML, the Association of Firemen and Hoodlums. After all, he got the president, Joe L. Lewis. I can't take no rank like that. $7 is supposed to be the fee, and that's what I gotta get. Says, well, after all, you know that there's something approaching a depression, and I can't pay you $7. The depression, the major depression ain't nothing but a dent, and there ain't nothing but a hole, and a hole ain't nothing. And if you think I'm gonna stand right here arguing about nothing, you're crazy. $7 is the fee, and that's all. That's the final price. Says, well, I will give you $5, and if I don't give you $7, just what are you going to do about it? Says, man, I'm telling you, if you don't give me the $7, I'm going to take that trunk and lug it right down where I got it from. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, Ward, that got a 750 on the palm of shame here, so we'll see if our three whiskey ties, they've got some leeway in there.
Yes, but he only has a $7.
That's right. Joe Laurie Jr. is first.
about this. There's a drunk passing a house of worship.
And he hears the music coming out, and he don't know where he's at. He hears the music, he's attracted, and he sits down. And the organ is playing, and then the preacher does his sermon for a half hour. Then the choir sings. Then the minister, preacher, talks again for 40 minutes. Again and again the organ. Again the choir. Again he speaks for 40 minutes. And again the choir, and again the organ. When it's all over, the preacher passes the drunk that he sees there, and he says, "Were you impressed?" He says, "The music was beautiful, but the commercials are a little too long."
Well, we got something wrong, and there we got a long laugh. That was on a 1,000 carry on a palm olive shaved cream meter, so that's the commercial too. All I had to use on it.
Well,
that got a 50.
Listen, for one word, that's not bad. A plumber walked into the living room of the house, and he said to the husband, he said, "I just came out of the kitchen. You know, I found an awful mess in there." The husband said, "Just a minute, you're speaking of the woman I love."
Short one. Short but sweet. It was a 1,000. All three of you gentlemen, top men.
Sure,
they
owe two more, I could have told.
You got two more?
Yeah, like by the time they got through with those cereals that they had, you know.
But you want to finish
that? Oh, yes.
Okay, so since we did top Mr. Theo, we'll send Mr. Theo $10 for the compliments of palm olive shaved creams and a copy of that last packed and brand new joke book, Can You Top This?, written by our three wits. In addition, we're sending Mr. Theo an actual phonograph record of Ward Wilson telling his story on the air. Now here's Dan Donaldson with the biggest shaving news in history.
Three men out of every four get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Brushless Shave Cream way. Yes, three men out of every four get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Brushless Shave Cream way. This is not just a promise, not just a claim. 1,297 men tried the new different Palmolive Brushless way to shave, and no matter how they shaved before, 79% found beards easier to cut, 75% got less razor pull, 69% closer shaves, 82% smoother feeling skin, and three men out of every four got more comfortable, actually smoother shave. But you'll be the judge. Try the new Palmolive Brushless way to shave yourself. Here's all you do. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse. Soak your face thoroughly again and apply Palmolive Brushless Shave Cream. Smooth it upward into your beard. This way you get the full benefit of Palmolive Brushless Shave Cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave, and that's all. But remember, Palmolive Brushless Shave Cream offers you proof that three men out of every four get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Brushless Shave Cream way.
Should shaving comfort be forgot, and shavers rant and rave?
When my friends, you'll worry then
with Palmolive Brushless Shave.
You're in for it tonight, gentlemen. Suppose we get out another round now to continue our contest with humor. And here's the joke which was sent in by Mr. Steve Zelaye of Barton, Ohio. And the subject of this joke is names, like Jones, Peoria, Kiwan, you know, just names of any kind.
I got an excellent
idea. Well, I have to on service, gentlemen, so I thought we'd make it clear this time. Ward, we won't call you any names, so if you come up with 1,000, so take off, huh? Okay, there is a story about one of Pete's favorites, Herkimer Jerkimer, who's commonly known as one of Senator Ford's quarter wits. He's not exactly bright, and he meets one of his childhood pals on the street, and he kid says,
"Hi there, my case is sitting down the city long here, see what you're doing."
He says, "I'm out there with a friend of mine here."
He says, "Yeah, what was your friend's name?"
He says, "That's the whole thing. He went back to change his name. He says his name is Joe Chizmansky, which, and I wanted to get a change."
"Well, why did they change it, though?"
"He says, Charlie Chizmansky, which, got it all fixed up."
"He says, well, thinking about that, about his name and your name, he says, I never asked you, where was you born?"
"He says, in the hospital I was born."
No, he says, what city was you born in?"
"He says, I was born in New York City."
"He says, which part?"
"He says, follow me, what are you talking about?"
don't sign off with each other. They never got confidential when you went. I don't believe you ever told me your full name.
He said, oh, well, I don't know whether I ever give you my full name or not before. He said, my mother and father, they called me Herkimer Q. Jerkimer.
Says Herkimer Q. Jerkimer, eh? What's the Q for?
What the cure for? The cure is what you shoot bull with.
Boy, the price came right back. He's going to take his bunk down the stairs. He's getting his 7 bucks. He's got 700 up there. He's a little short for the cure.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. I see you've got a 300 we left to leave way to play with. Now, Harry, here's your first. Well, here's the kind of a crazy story. How people react to a different question. How people react to a thing. And the fellow wants to find his way to the center of it in his car. So he stops to a fellow whose name's Schultz. He says, is this the way to Centerville? He says, yes, you go over the George Washington Bridge. It's snow. You go to Holland Tunnel. The snow. You go by the bay, I think, of Staten Island. He says, thank you. He walked up to another guy named Jackson. He says, is this the way to Centerville? He says, the one in Georgia or the one here? He says, no, the one here. He says, let's see, you go by the way of Brooklyn. I think that's the short. He says, no. When you get to Brooklyn, no. You go by the way of Yonkers. He says, thank you. Thank you. And he goes up and sees to a fellow named Finnegan. And he says, is this the way to Centerville? He says, you go 22 miles, you turn left, and you go right to the bottom of the schoolhouse, and then you go 12 miles. He says, thank you. And he comes up to a guy whose name's Ginsburg. And he says, is this the way to Centerville? Ginsburg looks up and says, you have to go there.
What's your mother's name?
He says, Lassie.
You talk to A Marine comes back and he calls up a girl. And he says, can I call at your house tonight? She said, who's this talking? He said, Gideon. She said, who? He said, Gideon. G like in gin. I like a nice D like a drink. She said, that's identification enough. Come right up.
Well, that was a good round, gentlemen. Extra full. But all three of you topped Mrs. Ailey the first time, so we sent Mrs. Ailey $10 with a compliment of Palm Olive Shaved Creams and a copy of that last packed brand new joke book, Can You Top This?, written by our three wits, and now on sale wherever books are sold. In addition, we're sending Mrs. Ailey an actual phonograph record of Ward Wilson telling his story on the air. There you go, gentlemen, because here we go again. This joke comes in from Mr. I.L. Miller of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the subject is conversation. Well, let's have a word from Ward, a sentence from Harry.
Okay. Even Ward doesn't know it. This kid is really in there pitching, isn't he?
Well, this is a story about little Pat Mulvaney.
He was up in Central Park, and he sat down on the park bench. He looked very disgusted and dejected alongside of another fellow happened to be sitting on the bench, and that fellow turned and looked at him and says, how do you feel?
Said, I'm sore disgusted with the motor.
Said, well, what's the matter with you?
He said, well, it's a mayor. They said, you take the silly things these people wouldn't believe. Said, they ain't never seen such a thing in my life. He was taking for example, they believe in driving a 13. They believe in not putting hats on the bed. They said, they don't lock on the ladders. They believe in the blarney store and 40 clothes. Most of them ain't clothes to begin with. They even believe in the promises of the women they've had on ranks, horses, and cures for baldness and all them things.
He said, well, what's the matter with that?
I do, too. He said, well, it's very disgusting to me. He said, they're doubting this disbelief completely and obvious fact that I've been trying to tell them over and over again, but they ignore me and insist on finding out for themselves. And believe me, I'm pretty fed up. Incidentally, just what and who are you? He said, who me? He says, I'm the guy who puts up all that signs that say, wet paint.
Well, wet paint must mean keep off war. So for Mr. Miller, you got a big 1,000-hour three whistle. Have to try a type. They certainly can't top that one. Let's see, little Jolton Coco.
Yeah, the guy that I go crazy with. I like him. I know. The guy making conversation in the bar. The old fella stand up against the bar and the bartender. And the fella says, what do you do?
My wife talks to herself. The other one said,
My wife talks to herself, too, but she doesn't know it. She thinks I'm listening.
That was a legitimate conversation gag. Thank you very much. That completes the round, and incidentally, it was a perfect round. Four 1,000s right down the line, and it's only sent us another $25 for the compliments of Palmolive Shave Creams, plus a 1,000 club certificate. In addition, we're sending us another an actual phonograph record of Ward Wilson telling his story on the air. At this point, Ron Lawson has good shaving news for Brush and Lather fans.
Men, if you like oceans of great stick, moisture soaked lather, try the new different Palmolive Lather Wear Shave. A way that means smoother, more comfortable shaves for three men out of every four. It's a fact, men, not a promise. 1,251 men prove the new Palmolive Lather Shave Cream Way brings smoother, more comfortable shaves to three men out of every four. So get Palmolive Lather Shave Cream. Discover its heavy, easy to work up lather. Lather that holds its moisture, doesn't dry out. See how the new Palmolive Lather Shave Cream Way makes beard easier to cut. Gives less razor pull, closer shave, smoother feeling skin. Gives smoother, more comfortable shaves to three men out of every four. Here's all you do. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse. Soap your face thoroughly again. Do not rinse. Brush Palmolive Lather upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive Lather Shave Cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave. And that's all. But you be the judge. Get Palmolive Lather Shave Cream and try the new different Palmolive Lather Way to Shave. Remember, it's proved. Proved to give smoother, more comfortable shaves to three men out of every four.
Now here's a joke sent in by Miss Selma Jordan of New York, New York, and it's on the subject of anger to be peeved and so on.
What? Say my name for a minute and talk about the conversation.
It wasn't that I was peeved, Senator. It was just that I was at that disadvantage and wanted to do something about it.
You said more.
You're not angry, are you?
And now? Now, yes.
Just let me know. This is a story about Mrs. Spoknik, who ran her girlfriend to a little gold park on the street. And Mrs. Spoknik was looking very angry, so to her lawyer said, "What for goodness sake, what you looking so mad to be your gold slice?"
She was on your young man. Last night, Jake took me to the hopper. Did you see the barber Shamil? Wonderful music by Rimsky Korsakov. Never been musical play the number Opus 16C, Drawing Room A, Color Fast Black 12, something like that. Anyway, the boy had a beautiful voice in the opera, singing grand.
What's the matter? What's upset about you?
The boy didn't want to say half of it in front of the opera. So what did I do? So I went and got myself all dressed up. I actually looked very Yankee Blue, Peachy Business. I got there, long pair of kid gloves, Max Cross. Then to get a lovely little number of Disney creation hat from Lily Benchet Bureau. And then Auntie Tata along with their high heel shoes from I don't know. Then he dressed a very cute little number as I went down to Klein's 4th Avenue, picked out 30. And also a beautiful fancy front piece I got from I.J. Wolf. Plus, mind you, plus the very handsome jewelry that I put on from Martin Schlemmer. Since I started at the opera and I'm so upset.
She said, "Well, why are you so upset? What's the matter with you?"
Since I'm in addition to that, I'm so pleased because I also had with me a brand new pair of opera glasses that I
couldn't use them.
She said, "Why couldn't you use them?"
Says, "Because that clock of a husband of mine, that stupid schmo, what did he do? He gets seats in the very first row."
Well, as far as you're concerned, Walt, it was way up in the balcony in the 1,000th row. So that takes care of this round for the three wits. They're just going to have to work, perspire, and try it. Senator Fortberg.
Well, a young couple was sitting in the living room. The lights were out, and so were the girl's family. So he leaned over and gave her a nice, juicy kiss on the mouth, and then backed up to get the effect. She looked kind of bored, and she said, "You know, you don't kiss like Van Johnson." He said, "Well, remember, I ain't got Betty Grable here neither."
Ditto. That was a 1,000, Senator. Joe, let's let this one settle down, Joe. And
yeah,
then
oh, sure.
Next. Go ahead, Mother. Get it out of your system.
Okay.
Now?
Now.
That's conversation.
Right.
Well, Casey passes Doyle, and he looks at Doyle, and Doyle is fit to be tied. He's sitting on a stoop. He's fit to be tied. He says, Doyle, what's the matter with you? He says, I've never seen you so angry in your life. He says, you'd be angry, too. He says, what's the matter? He says, what's the matter? He says, this morning I thought I'd get up early. I got up real early, and I thought I'd surprise me wife. She was in the kitchen cooking. So I sneak into the kitchen, and I give her a big kiss on the back of her neck. And without turning around, mind you, she says, all right, leave 2 quarts of milk and 1 quart of cream.
This just seems to be a 1,000 night, that's all I can say. That's a 1,000 for Joe, Harry. We'll just have to wait again.
I'd like to wait till I don't have to get on.
Yeah, all right.
But Mrs. Finnegan had never been to an army camp. She never saw soldiers, in fact. She came to this army camp, and she saw one sentry with a gun passing the other sentry, not saying anything. Then they passed each other again, not saying anything, passed each other again. Finally, she went over and says, you're acting like a couple of kids. Make up and be friends again, will you?
Well, boys, you do it again. That was another perfect round. 1,000 right across the board, and so we send Miss Jordan $25 for the compliments of Palmolive Shave Creams, plus a 1,000 club certificate. In addition, we're sending Miss Jordan an actual phonograph record of Ward Wilson telling her story on the air.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth. For Colgate's cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, brings out natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Well, gentlemen, right now I have a question I'd like to ask right at this point. Folks, why don't you compete in this weekly gag fest? It's lots more fun when you have a part in it. You may win $25 or at least $10 when your joke is read, plus a phonograph record personally autographed by our wits of Ward Wilson or Peter Donald telling your story on the air. Just send your favorite joke to Can You Top This in care of NBC New York or the station to which you are listening. Do not send your jokes to any individual on the program. Send them in care of Can You Top This. If your joke isn't used the week it's sent in, don't be discouraged because it may be used on a later broadcast. So join Can You Top This, originated by Senator Ford, next week, same time, same gang. Other jokes, some new, some old. And until then, we remain yours for bigger and better laughs.
Joe Laurie, Jr.
Senator Ford. No Spoon Wilson.
Harry Hirschfield.
Peter Donald James.
And Dan Donaldson saying goodnight for Palmolive Brushless and Palmolive Lather. Palmolive, the largest selling brand of shave creams in the world. Next time you drive your car, remember, 2 auto accidents are occurring somewhere every minute you drive. So obey traffic regulations, and most important, make sure you're physically able to drive without endangering yourself and others. Remember, your safety and that of others is in your hands when your hands are on the wheel. So be careful. The life you save may be your own.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.